It's baseball playoff night. Red Sox, Yankees, the American League wild card tonight at Fenway Park. And with more on that, we are happy to be joined on the telephone en route to Fenway Park by our friend Nick Coit of ABC6 in Providence. Nick, thanks so much for making time for us this afternoon on this busy, busy day.
Rich, it is a pleasure as always, and what a few days we've had here in the in the sports region.
Holy cow, so much going on, but tonight, all eyes on Fenway Park. Red Sox, Yankees in the playoffs. Who'd have thunk this back in spring training?
Yeah, really, I mean, you can't draw it up any better for the wild card game. And it's funny, I was kind of thinking back, I'm like, I don't think the Red Sox have ever played in the wild card game, and they haven't. This is the first time since 2012, and so in that regard, the Yankees are experienced. They've been in this thing, so it's sort of it's a different scenario. You know, people keep talking about like, oh, elimination games, the Red Sox and Yankees, and I keep thinking to myself, Bucky Bleep and Dent. So it's, you know, it's fun. I wasn't even alive, Rich. So it's fun to think about the scenario and nine innings of. I mean, there's nothing better than desperation baseball, and that's what I'm looking forward to seeing tonight.
And I thought the weekend series with the Nationals, to me, was a great microcosm of the Red Sox season. They looked awful at times. Starting pitching would vanish early. The bullpen was shaky at best. Terrible base running. Sketchy defense. And yet with all that, rallying together and finding a way to win.
I think that's been the script for them, right? Especially with some of the, some of the bullpen troubles that they've had and trying to find reliable guys back there. It's funny, you look at the 26-man roster today, and you're like, okay, who are they going to use? Like, who's going to be the guy? And so, yeah, I think with this, maybe it works in a wild card game. Like, maybe this is a good script for the Red Sox, knowing that, okay, we need to figure out on the spot who's going to be reliable, who's going to work out for us, and if they don't, we have to pull the plug very quickly because our season depends on it, and, you know, you just don't know who's going to step up in this scenario. So, I guess scrapping it together for a game like this may not be such a bad thing for the Red Sox.
And when you talk about stepping up, nobody has done it more this season and in more timely fashion than Rafael Devers, who was, well, he was positively Poppy-like over the weekend.
Yeah, he was. And they really needed that from him because I think, you know, some of the struggles they had, you know, they lose 2 out of 3 to the Orioles. And you're looking at it and you're saying, man, where are the big bats? Where's Xander Bogaerts? Where's J.D. Martinez? You know, where's Devers? And, you know, for Devers to step up in that spot, you're right. It shows a little bit of a clutch gene. I don't know if anybody's ever had a bigger clutch gene in their DNA than Big Poppy, but, you know, with Devers showing that off, they needed a couple of clutch at-bats, a couple of clutch hits, and he came through, which bodes well for tonight.
We're talking with Nick Coit here on Downtown. Speaking of J.D. Martinez, do we know his status yet for tonight?
So he's not in the active roster. They left him off the 26-man, Rich, so he will not be in the lineup. He's not playing. He's not available. A very freakish thing, stumbling over second base when he's going out to his position in the outfield. I don't know why he was even going near the base. I don't know why the base had a chance to kick its leg out and knock him over. But that's what happened. Very bizarre. That's baseball sometimes. And, you know, it is what it is. So he won't be available tonight. Sorry, I've got a person in Boston. I'm driving in Boston and I hear a car horn next to me and the guy has not let off his horn for about 30 seconds here, Rich. So I think everybody's jazzed up and ready to go tonight. Holy cow.
I would say so.
You could hear that, but it was very distracting here. Yep.
We heard nothing here. Yeah. It was crystal clear.
Okay.
But the Martinez, that freak Martinez injury is proof yet again. Shame on Major League Baseball for scheduling an American League team for an interleague game on the final weekend of the season. That just shouldn't happen.
It's tough. Yeah, it's you know... For that scenario to even come up, yeah, you're right. It's like, I don't know if it's karma's the right word, but it's just like, go figure. You put your DH out in the field so he's in the lineup, and this is what happens. He stumbles over himself and sprains his ankle. Like, yeah, I'd prefer that not to happen as well. But I don't know. I guess it is what it is, and the Red Sox obviously are feeling the repercussions of it. But the good thing about the Red Sox, Rich, is, again, some of the things that they've had to do this year to survive, scrap it together. You know, when they had the COVID outbreak, they had guys you'd never heard of playing in the field, and they kept themselves afloat. and they got to this wild card game. So if there's anybody that can throw it together and find a way to make up for it in the lineup, it's the Boston Red Sox.
And they got here tonight to this most important game of the year with the guy they want on the mound.
Yeah, and you know, they won't have Chris Sale available out of the bullpen, too. That was the other notable on the 26-man roster. He's not on there, obviously pitching on Sunday. But I thought it was interesting because he didn't go too long into the game. I think the easy thing when you looked at it and said, you know, if you came to this scenario, who would you want out there? I think a lot of people would just, I think, instinctively say Chris Sale because they know how good he can be at his peak. But, you know, has he shown lately that he can put it together the way that, you know, the Chris Sale of, you know, at 100% can do it? I don't think he has. And I think Eovaldi, of all the guys in your rotation, has probably been the most steady. I know he had a rocky start against the Yankees last time out, but he's been able to bounce back well this year. And I think he did it against Baltimore, came out six innings, shutout ball. I think he's motivated to do it. And obviously we have memories of 2018 and Game 3 of the World Series with Eovaldi and say, you know, it's a good scenario to have him out there in the playoffs.
And if they get through tonight, who goes in Game 1 against Tampa Bay? Is it Rodriguez or Pivetta?
That's an interesting question because, you know, it's funny. After seeing Pivetta come out of the bullpen and throw the way that he did, you say, you know, do you use him tonight and then maybe give an extra day? And maybe he goes like a game two or but at some point you're going to have to lean on Eduardo Rodriguez to go out there and give you some quality innings. That's just where your rotation is. And so, you know, I might go Eddie Rodriguez to start because, you know, I think you can use Pivetta when you need him to, whether it's a game two or having gone to the bullpen tonight. Like, you know, I think he's shown that he's got good stuff and can give you good innings. At the same time, you know, does Eddie have one of those bad Eddie Rodriguez starts? Mm. I don't know. So it's a lot to balance there. Obviously I haven't looked at the numbers if they get to that point with the Rays and who does better and whatnot. But, you know, I would be okay with it either way because I think their thinking is right.
Well, and we're here. We're playing a postseason game that few of us expected early on. So it doesn't get better than this. And if you win tonight, I feel like everything after this is gravy.
I agree. Because I think our expectation, when we've talked, you know, here during the season, Rich, the expectation has been, I think it was probably, you know, compete in September and they've made it to October. Like that was, I think, the expectation going into the season. When they had the record they did at the trade deadline and they were the best team in the American League, I think expectations sort of rose a little bit. But thinking back to what we thought of this team initially, yeah, I think you have to be satisfied as to where they are and the group that they've put together and what they've been able to accomplish with this particular group. I think they'd like to win tonight so that they don't have the bad, salty taste in their mouth of losing to the New York Yankees in a wild card game in a postseason scenario and have a Bucky Bleep and Dent moment. But yeah, I think you could be satisfied with them getting to the postseason, sure.
Well, Nick, it's going to be fun. Whatever happens tonight, enjoy the game. And as always, thanks for making some time for us on a very busy Tuesday afternoon.
A pleasure as always, Rich. I'll be careful with these Boston drivers here. Hopefully we won't hear any more car horns. Like I said, they're jazzed up on a Tuesday for Red Sox Yankees. So I guess that's a good sign.
All right. Stay safe on that expressway, Nick.
Thank you, Rich. Pleasure.